From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica, August 11th, 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from the Daily Bast, the dark truth about Trump's plane switch leak, Wolf. Donald Trump's longtime biographer has a hunch about who leaked his secret Air Force One decoy maneuver to the Washington Post. Author Michael Wolf says he believes word of a covert Secret Service operation to shield the president from a credible Iranian assassination threat was ultimately made public by Trump himself. Last month, Paramount's Guidance CEO and Trump ally David Ellison threatened to relocate the company out of California in response to his ongoing legal battle with California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who is suing, along with 12 other states, aiming to block the $110 billion war. Ner bros, no one knows about it, and no one knows about most of these things that the Secret Service does for a very good reason, Wolf said on Inside Trump's Head podcast. These are all security precautions. Next. Second, from Salon, Paramount CEO threatens to relocate company from California. Discovery takeover. The threat was first reported by Semaphore. Now, Bonta has responded. Up next. Third, from UPI Top News, SK Hynix becomes Kioxia's effective largest shareholder. This website is using the security service to protect itself from online attacks. The action you just performed triggered the security solution. There are several actions that could trigger this block, including submitting a certain word or phrase, a SQL command, or malformed data. You can email the site owner to let them know you were blocked. Please include what you were doing when this page came up and the Cloudflare Ray ID found at the bottom of this page. And then, fourth, from the Hindu Top, villagers oppose setting up of sewage treatment plant near Vaniyamati. Residents of Valayambattu village in Turupattur have been opposing the setting up of a sewage treatment plant SDP by neighboring Vaniyamati municipality along Palar River due to fear of groundwater pollution. Residents said that more than 4,000 families reside in Valayambattu village that comes under a Langayam Panchayat union in the district. Most of the families depend on agriculture and weaving. The proposed treatment plant can be established away from farming areas and water bodies. Alternative sites for the facility should be identified, said M. Harthijin, a resident. Next, fifth, from Straits Times. World youth unemployment rate rose in 2025, UN. Geneva global youth unemployment rose in 2025, the United Nations said on August 11, with some of the steepest increases seen in high-income countries as artificial intelligence begins to change the jobs market. The tentative, short-lived recovery in youth labor markets that followed the COVID-19 pandemic has stalled, the UN's labor agency said. The International Labour Organization ILO said the global youth unemployment rate rose from 12.3% in 2024 to 12.4% in 2025, equivalent to 67 million unemployed people aged 15 to 24. Up next, 6th, from PFD Alt. CEO Greg Penner say Broncos have yet to consider whether new stadium will have PSLs. Hey, so the Broncos are planning to build a new stadium by 2031, but they haven't even considered whether it'll have personal seat licenses or PSL. That's the extra fee you pay to buy season tickets. CEO Greg Penner said it's not even on their radar right now. They're too focused on finding a location for the new stadium. They're still looking at Burnham Yards as the preferred site, but nothing's finalized. Penner did say they'll keep their season ticket holders informed every step of the way, but for now, PSLs are off the table. And then, 7th, from Bloomberg Markets. Gold steadies as traders watch U.S. inflation for rate hike clues. Next, 8th, from Mac Rumors. Samsung is starting to catch up to Apple on hearing health. Samsung will join Apple in offering over-the-counter hearing aid functionality. Apple added an FDA-cleared hearing health feature to the AirPods back in 2024, allowing them to be used as a clinical-grade hearing aid. Like the AirPods, the Galaxy Buds can replace a hearing aid for mild to moderate hearing loss, and Samsung is introducing a hearing test option like Apple did. Galaxy Buds users can do a self-administered hearing test in 5 minutes, and the resulting clinical-grade audiogram can be used to adjust the built-in hearing aid feature. Up next, 9th, from CBS News. Analysis of key primary races in Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Carolina, and more. CBS News political director Finn Gomez breaks down some of the key primary races unfolding on Tuesday as voters cast ballots in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Alabama, Connecticut, Vermont, and South Carolina. And then, 10th, from NBC News. One dead, more than 1 million without power as severe storms strike Midwest. A person died in a suspected house explosion in Indiana as furious storms moved through the Midwest on Tuesday, bringing at least 2 tornadoes to Illinois and winds that overturned a train car elsewhere, officials said. The death in Indiana happened during a blast and fire in Portage, a city around 30 miles southeast of Chicago, with firefighters delayed by the large damage and debris from the storm, police said. The weather is suspected of playing a role in the fire, which occurred at around 12:20 p.m., but the cause is still under investigation, police said. Police capped. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.